First, we'll meet a man who says he wants to test the boundary between humans and animals. Dr. Stuart Newman is a developmental biologist at New York Medical College, and he has applied for a patent on a new creature that would be half chimpanzee and half human being. Newman is seeking a legal definition that may determine just how far genetic research can go. And Dr. Stuart Newman joins us now from our New York bureau. Dr. Newman, welcome.
Hello.
What gave you this idea?
About 10 years ago, the social critic Jeremy Rifkin approached me and asked me if there was anything that was technically possible, medically useful, but would be so disturbing that it would show the public that there has to be some kind of limit, some kind of legal framework to deal with these emerging technologies. A little bit before that, there had been some published papers of groups that put together embryo cells from sheep and goats, and they came up with an organism called a geep. So I suggested that a patent application could be filed where this technology could be applied to humans and non-human animals to come up with a composite organism.
And so you applied for a patent on this technology. What did you call your proposed creation?
Well, we called it a chimera, which is the general name for organisms that are mixtures of other organisms.
I'm gonna spell that word because I've seen it on the page but not heard it said that often. C-H-I-M-E-R-A, right?
That's right, yes.
Dr. Newman, I want to mention that you came to our attention because you were interviewed for a forthcoming PBS documentary. We got an advanced copy of that. It's called Bloodlines. It's going to be airing on June 10th. And as part of this documentary, cameras followed you into an office where you were looking at existing patents for combination creatures.
Well, there are existing patents for chimeras of different strains of cattle. There are companies that have patented animal chimeras, but they've also patented mice that contain human genes. So there are all sorts of combinations and parts of humans and animals with human genetic information that have been patented. The part human aspect is really the particular thing about this patent, so maybe we could talk about that.
Let's talk about that.
Okay.
Why go in that particular direction? Why is that important for you to pursue?
The question of something being partly human or mostly human, I should point out that 5 years ago when I first filed this patent, scientists who were interviewed about it said, this is outrageous. No responsible scientist would ever think of making a human, non-human chimera, and therefore, what's the purpose of filing this patent to raise these issues? And now, just in the last couple of months, a group of scientists at Rockefeller University have announced that in order to study stem cells, they are going to make human mouse chimeras, that is, mixtures of human embryo cells and mouse embryo cells for the purpose of doing research on them.
I wonder if that boundary is going to be really hard to find because, as this documentary that you're in points out, there are already people who are walking around alive today with animal cells inside them. There's a gentleman who's profiled who had Parkinson's, and part of the treatment was for him to have pig cells implanted in his brain.
Right. Now, in my opinion, this does not raise the question of what's a human being, that particular technology. In the case of embryo modification, either genetic modification of early embryos, which is called germline gene modification, or in the case of the chimera technique, alteration is made at such an early stage of development that the whole nature of the creature changes. It's not simply a fully formed individual that has received a graft or a modification, but the whole nature of the developing individual is altered by this technology.
So what's wrong with creating your own creatures and patenting them?
The commercialization of nature has been a continuing trend in our culture. More and more things that were considered the joint legacy and property of the whole human species and the whole biosphere are entering into the private realm. And when things are privatized, they're developed in ways that don't necessarily have democratic control over them, and they're developed to make money.
You mentioned that you're not happy with the idea of commercialization of creatures, of new kinds of creatures, but I wonder if, again, it's going to be difficult to draw the boundary, because any pharmaceutical company would argue, any medical research company would argue, that it's the profit motive that helps to provide medical breakthroughs.
I don't think that it's all one way or the other, and the question of whether living organisms or inventions is really a kind of a cultural question. And even if it benefits people who own such patents, it may not be good for the culture in general to think of all aspects of the biosphere and the living world as potentially owned by somebody.
Dr. Stuart Newman is a developmental biologist at New York Medical College, and he appears in a PBS documentary airing in many cities on Tuesday called Bloodlines. Dr. Newman, thanks very much for taking the time.
Thank you.